WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bauer Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now you are.
And it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can love, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell what the game is playing.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Everyone, welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out in chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I am your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're live. It's a Thursday night. It's the eve before a new Fortnite season, so we're going to talk about that. You can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Lindsay Ward. Come to WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or Twitch.tv/WTLive to interact with us live. As we talk professional wrestling, sports, entertainment, and some video games. And also an announcement, there is another show tomorrow. Well, podcast available like at noon or 11 a.m. Eastern. Rack Extra Reviews, Madden, NFL 25. Because ding.
Woo-hoo! Ding.
So anyway, let's get into things.
We have things. We have lots of stuff to talk about tonight. We have wrestling. We have Fortnite and the future of Epic Games and all the things. So let's talk about the news first. Brought to you by our friends over at MBGFilmsYouTube.com/MBG1211. And WWE is going to be expanding the Speed Show. They will begin to feature women as well, and they are introducing the WWE Speed Women's title. The Speed title is only defended on the show that streams exclusively on the X social media platform. I was wondering how you find that.
Yes, this is extreme. It streams only on Twitter. Yes.
I wasn't
I just saw that Ricochet was the speed champion, and I was like, is that a real thing?
He was. I think Andrade
like, where is
it? I think Andrade is the current speed champion. Yes, it is defended only on X, Twitter.
I mean, it's an interesting concept. I was just like, wait, what?
They're 3-minute matches. That's it. 3 minutes. Speed.
3 minutes. Okay.
That's all you need.
Wait, are we sure they're 3 minutes? Have people timed them? Like, did the stopwatch people show up?
I mean, the videos are like 4 minutes long, so it's like, it's definitely 3 minutes. Yes. Up to 3 minutes.
I just want to make sure.
Up to 3 minutes. You they know, could be short. They could be shorter.
Accuracy.
I know.
We have to make sure they're accurate.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, check that out.
But Bobby Lashley is... Hold on, before you move on. It's cool that now they're giving the women the chance to do that as well, so... Equal opportunity. They'll give some women more time to, you know, a chance to get featured a little bit more often, having their own version of speed, because the men have been doing it for now, and now women will get a chance, so that's good.
It's another platform that's available to all the talent, so the fact that they're adding the women is a fantastic opportunity.
Yes, we do not need a speed tag team titles, though.
Please, God, no. Please, God, don't do it. This is fine. Men's and women's, that's it. That's all we need. No more.
Nope.
Bobby no Lashley more. Is now a free agent, officially.
Officially, I believe he's a free agent now. Yeah, so his time's up. He's going to move on and go do something else and wrestle somewhere else and reunite the Hurt Business, because everyone loves the Hurt Business, even though everyone was dying for a Hurt Business versus Bloodline feud when they would have got their ass kicked in the feud, because the Usos and are much bigger stars than Shelton and Cedric, and Roman is bigger star than Lashley. So, but everyone wanted it. They wanted the feud. But they'll get it in AEW. They'll get Shelton and Lashley in AEW as a Hurt Business with MVP as the manager.
I wish them every success with it.
Yeah, so Bobby Lashley would do fine in AEW or wherever he ends up going. It'll be good. But everyone wanted the Hurt Business versus Bloodline and missed opportunity. Anyway, moving on.
Does anyone go that far? But okay,
that's
sure.
That's what people are that's what people are talking about. They're saying it's a missed opportunity.
Moving on, Randy Orton has signed a new contract through 2029. I don't want to say anything mean. That's the thing. Like, I don't want to say anything mean. My whole thing with it is Hurt Business had its moment. Do I feel like they could have done better with it? Yes, absolutely. Do I feel like they broke it up really too quickly? Kind of, yeah. Like, they had something with it, and it was during the COVID era, and it had its moment, and then they broke it off to break Lashley out on his own, and it just kind of floundered after that.
But you also didn't know what it was, because it was in COVID, and you had no fans.
Yeah. So, like, it had great social reception, but it, like, in terms of actually gauging it in front of fans, so you could have done it, like, realistically, you could have gauged it, but the problem is, like, WWE is very faction-heavy right now, and especially with the Bloodline, there aren't too many places that the Hurt Business really could have gone.
But yes.
That was the thing.
Anyway, Randy, staying right yes. for 5 more years.
Good for him. There's no word on if this will be his final contract in terms of an active talent contract, but it is expected that it could be, because we'll think he's looking to be finished soon.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how he's feeling in 5 years. He's feeling good
and
right
joining
now.
Joining him. Yes, right now. The key is right now, but he's also not working a lot. So if he could pull the Taker and just work less and less and less until it's kind of just a feature thing, then that would be ideal.
With live events being less and less, and they only have to work TVs, I think he'll be fine for 5 more years and beyond.
Yeah. Just be very careful with Randy. He's fragile. Also joining him in signing a brand new contract is LA Knight. Yeah. This is good news for WWE.
Signing their stars.
So, congratulations to him. Moving on to AEW. Triller TV is offering AEW All In and All Out as a pack for those in the United States and internationally. For those in the US, the combo pack will cost $84.99. Jesus. While those residing internationally will have a much better price of $34.99 if you have an AEW Plus subscription. An AEW Plus subscription is $7.99 per month. For all those in the US, All In will have the regular $49.99 price as a standalone pay-per-view, while those outside of the US will have to pay $24.99 or else $19.99 if you have the AEW Plus subscription. The subscriptions are not available in the United States. Bummer. For more information, go to TrillerTV.com.
Yeah, so Thriller is the former Fight TV. Pay-per-views are expensive. That's the best way to put it. And outside the U.S., they're very much more cheaper than a combo pack of $84.99 instead of $50 a piece.
That's just outrageous. That's really outrageous.
It really is. It really is outrageous. And you go, huh. And they're like 2.5 weeks apart.
My thing is like obviously there is some control over the pricing. I don't know if it's Triller that came up with this or if it's AEW that came up with the pricing, but you would think if they're going to do two back to back like that, that they would do something like this, but they would offer a slightly better price than $84.99. Like that's only what, $15 off for both?
Yeah, I mean, that's the best I think they can do without them losing money based on your contract with the pay-per-view providers. Because they're basically giving you a discount for what it'd be on standard pay-per-view, which is $50. So it's at least it's something. It's better than nothing if you want to get both shows in between 3 weeks. So Matt says go VPN. I guess that's even then you still have to figure out it's still expensive. So but at least it's cheap. It's not $85.
If you say so.
If you want to go all in, I don't know. It is a price. Yeah.
It's a thing. Dynamite Kid, Tommy Billington has signed with AEW, so congratulations to him.
Yeah, so the son of the original Dynamite Kid is now with AEW, shockingly, as they go over to the UK next week. Shocking.
Very convenient. Mm-hmm. Like, super-de-duper convenient. Like, almost like they planned it convenient.
Exactly.
Fulham FC women have announced a new partnership with AEW that will see the promotion feature as the front of shirt sponsor for the 2024-2025 season.
That's good. Hmm. Tony got his logo on a Fulham shirt. Like he had some pull there. It's good. It's good marketability and a good way to get their name out there as a sponsor of a shirt and, you know. Right in time for All In to make an announcement by putting their logo on a shirt.
Hey, you know what? Anything to keep the lights on.
Anything to keep the lights on. Yes.
I'm not opposed to it. I'm really not. Like, I think it's a good thing. Like, any kind of marketing that AEW does that is not just strictly social, I'm here for. Because I've talked about this on the show before, they had a really strong marketing campaign and marketing strategy on launch, which you would expect. There were billboards all over Atlanta. They were on social. They had like ads. They had all kinds of stuff everywhere. And then that has just disappeared. So I don't know if that was TNT slash Warner doing that and putting that together, if they were using their own agency and they paid for that, like who actually was responsible for that marketing blitz. But like later just vanished and they've never brought it back. They never tried to market again. So I'm down for this. I'm here for this. Okay. What I need to know though, who has the relationship with Arlington, Texas?
Tony Khan.
Because AEW is coming to the Globe Life Field on July 12th, 2025. This signature event, AEW All In Texas, will mark the first ever professional wrestling event held at Globe Life Field. If you don't know what that is, that's where the Rangers play. It's in Arlington. This is a follow-up to them having their residency over the summer in Arlington.
Which ends this week. Which is funny. So they had a press conference there that, you know, that no one knew about to announce it, but they held it. Yeah. Okay. So let's break it down. So All In Texas, and they'll be having a series of events in Arlington leading up to the event, and All In London takes place next Sunday, August 25th, live at Wembley Stadium, and they'll be returning to London in 2026. No mention if it's All In or just another show, but they're going to head back to London, so London's not out of the play, but there you have it. I think because WWE may be taking over. Couple things based on questions in chat. Number one, on the baseball field during baseball season. Yes. Yes, indeed. If you look at the date, it is July 12th. If you picture where the time usually falls for that, that is the All-Star break. So you will have that whole entire week free to use the stadium. And then you look at Jerry's World.
Yeah.
They're not going to do Jerry's
World. I don't know about that, Billy.
That's to be honest. That's.
I don't know how I feel about that.
They're not going to do Jerry's World because it's just too many places.
Many people. They can't fill it.
No.
They don't have. They could. If it was Jerry World in Europe, they could probably fill the stadium to capacity. But in Texas, for AEW, they likely would, I would guess they would not be able to sell half the building.
Okay, let's look at some numbers, right? Last year, they said they sold 81,000 tickets. I think the number was 72,000. But they're reporting they sold 81,000 tickets and sold out Wembley Stadium. This year, they're about 50,000 at Wembley when it's all said and done. So they're not even doing the same number that you're doing the previous year in the same market. So them trying to do 100-something thousand fans, which is what the WWE number was, you can't go into a building where WWE has the record and think you're going to look and feel like, hey, this is special. Them going into Globe Life Stadium or Field and filling it for the first time and getting the record for professional wrestling in that building is marketable for them, and whatever they put in there, whether 30, 40, 50,000 people, they have a record there and they set their own mark. That's why it's Globe Life. That's basically the bottom line. They're trying to be a whole setting it up there. Yeah, are they going to fill it? Maybe. But if they can get 40,000 people in there, I think you call that a success.
It's a seating capacity on it.
I don't know. But again, you can't really judge whatever they say the seating capacity is, because you can lose about 5 to 10 of that based on staging and whatnot.
Well, it's kind of a weird thing because you lose some for staging, but you also pick up some because you have some on the floor.
Right.
So,
but then you're also going to probably not sell it. Depending how it sells, you may not open up the entire building. But anyway, what's the capacity, if you looked it up?
So the standard capacity is 40,300.
I mean,
so they could sell it.
You could do 40.
How soon they start selling.
You have a year to get people in there. You could get 40. If they market it as their big show and you do not do... So this is interesting. If you look at their schedule. Usually, they don't do anything in July in terms of big events, because they end up doing Double or Nothing at the end of May, and then they do Forbidden Door at the end of June. I think you have to remove Forbidden Door from the schedule there and put that into August in replacing of where you would have had All In. You move Forbidden Door there, because if you do Forbidden Door 2 weeks beforehand, you're not selling this, because you're going to push everyone there. And you don't do this in 2 weeks. This realistically, you got to start. Double or Nothing's got to be. I know they like Memorial Day, but you may have to go. Maybe you could still do that, but I think it's a lot. Record attendance is about 43,600 for a concert. They could do that. I don't think they do it. I think if they can get 30 to 35 in there, I think you're good, because if you market it as the big show and you don't try to bring, I would move Double or Nothing out of the States and put that in, like, Canada for this year, and let the big U.S. summer show be All In Texas. You could probably get 40 in there. But if you're making Double or Nothing a destination show in Vegas, I don't know. I think you look at how WWE books things and you go, huh, they go they're going down January to April, February, April, whatever it is. Still January, where the midway point show is not in the U.S., it gives more people the idea to go to WrestleMania for tickets as the big show. If I'm AEW, I look at that marketing and go, huh, you can do that. You can make that work. No, They can get enough people in there.
I think, too, the one thing that WWE does very, very smart about big shows like SummerSlam, although I'm not sure if they're doing it for SummerSlam, but like especially for WrestleMania, is when they put the tickets on sale for WrestleMania, because they put it on several months in advance, which is not unusual for them. They do that for a lot of their shows, but I think Mania goes on a little bit earlier than some of their other shows, just because they really want to sell it. But they also offer like travel packages. They offer incentives for people to come and see the show and enjoy the events, because it's a big deal. And I agree that if they can make this feel like a big deal, if they can possibly find ways to entice people to come to Arlington, Texas in the middle of summer, which it will be hotter than Satan's asshole, I think they should do it. And maybe, like, you know, McGinnis does a magic show, but you find other ways to build things around that show where it's not just All In Texas. Like, that is the other thing that WWE has been very, very smart about with their big shows, is they give you a reason to go beyond the show. It's, you know, it's like for SummerSlam, you had Sami Zayn doing a show. You had The Undertaker there doing a show. You did something with Damian Priest and company. You know, around WrestleMania, you have the Hall of Fame. You have, like, all these other events that surround the actual show, but you have things to do while you're there. Because realistically speaking, a lot of people are going to fly in either Friday or Saturday, because All In's a one-day show, right?
All In, yeah.
And July 12th is a Saturday?
Saturday, July 12th. Yes.
So you're going to have a lot of people probably fly in Thursday, Friday, go to the show on Saturday, and then fly out Sunday, Monday. So you need to find a way to, like, entertain people while they're there.
They had stuff.
And make it a whole experience.
They'll have something.
They'll have something, but I'm just...
They'll have StarCast.
If you're trying to get...
Go there and do things.
But it's like, if you could... Like, if you find a reason to entice people to go, that's more of what I'm saying. It's like beyond just All In. Because for some people, it's like, yeah, it's cool, but I really don't want to pay the money to go there because it's going to be expensive.
Also, I'd make them affordable tickets and then you can actually sell it out.
That too. That would be good. Make your tickets affordable. Bring down the ticket prices. The rent is too damn high.
anyway, they are.
That's the biggest reason why it's just like, I don't want to go, is like, God, it's so expensive. It's for WWE only. Like, WWE needs to bring their prices down, because Jesus, their prices are expensive.
They are.
I remember when you could go to WWE for like $20.
They marketed it that way too. Now you can't even get a ticket for $20.
Nope. You can't even park for $20. Anyway, Blaine Brents.
Bones breaking, backs cracking, shoulders snapping. It's this week's injury roundup.
Alrighty, Brent. You gotta be nicer to your girl. Dakota Kai is unfortunately injured again with a torn meniscus.
Hashtag blame Brent.
She should be out 8 to 10 weeks. $53 is the cheapest ticket to SmackDown in Washington, D.C. That's not good. That's not good at all.
That's really, 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 really not good.
But hey, people are paying the price, so that's what counts. Let's go to break.
Let's go to break. So when we come back, we are going to be talking all about the new season of Fortnite. You don't want to miss it. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
This just into the CB Radio news desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wasn't this confirmed last year?
Yes.
Then how is this breaking news?
No one said it was breaking news. We here at the CB Radio News Desk are just confirming what has already been confirmed.
To confirm, you are just confirming that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed. We would like to remind you. Always trust the source that confirms that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw post-show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Get the hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin' as they give their opinions on what they liked.
What?
What they didn't like.
What?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw post-show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
11 p.m. Eastern.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line. Go Stone Cold Simpson.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
every Sunday night. The evolution continues with Wrestle Talk Radio, giving you all the latest happenings in sports entertainment. With the intern, the producer, the original Tim Stein, and sometimes, a K-Sheep. It's WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Did you know that you can use support a creator code RONGSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's RONGSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check it out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button at the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. And with that, we're here to talk video games.
Oh my God, we're talking about video games. Kitty, 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 I'm a cat. If you mess with me, you're going to get scratched.
So we're talking about the new season of Genshin, right? Not long?
No.
Yeah?
No.
Yeah?
No.
But?
No.
Genshin special program.
No.
But it's happening.
No, not a chance. Speaking of video games, check out the Rack Extra Reviews. Madden NFL 25 are going to be available tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern. You can check out our review of the college football game, which is already available at RackRadioShow.com or wherever you get your podcast. Just search the Rack Radio Show. It's there. It's live. Go listen. Football. It's back. No, we're talking about the brand new season of Fortnite Battle Royale, the ultimate Battle Royale experience, which servers go down in 20 minutes. Early downtime, probably for a 5-6-7 hour downtime excursion where all the leakers will get their chance to leak everything in the Fortnite universe because that's what they do on this day. They're going to wake up now and start some coffee and talk about things. But we learned some things last week about Fortnite. And, well, things in the world of the Fortnites are changing. We'll get into the coming season here in a moment. But first, they made the biggest change in the history of Fortnite Battle Royale, the ultimate Battle Royale experience. Battle Pass rewards are no longer going to be exclusive to the Battle Pass.
I'm so happy about this. I think a lot of people are really happy about this because that was kind of like the one thing about the Battle Pass that never made sense, that for people who were coming in later, it's like, oh, well, you weren't playing then, so you kind of get punished for it. And also people who like ground the Battle Pass, like the biggest controversy ever on the Battle Pass has been the Golden Peely.
No. That's not the biggest controversy.
Okay, what's the biggest controversy?
The Omega Lights.
Well, that was for you.
No, but that's for everyone. That is the biggest controversy for a lot of people who did not grind all the lights for the thing. That's the biggest controversy.
That and the Golden Peely, because you had to get to like level 200 or 300, something like that, to get the Golden Peely.
Something ridiculous. Huh? Something ridiculous, like 300 or 400. Something ridiculous.
You had to go. Yeah, it's basically you have no life. You're playing the video game. And so it's like people were just kind of like, look, I'm not willing to put that kind of dedication into this game.
And that was before there was other modes you can get XP in and creative XP. That was like a real thing. Because now I'm like 3-0 something at this point. and I haven't grinded a game. But it's easy when you do your challenges and you play a little bit of creative. You're,
I didn't break 100, y'all.
She's not a, she's no longer a Fortnite player.
I don't like to play it by myself, and nobody wants to play video games with me.
She's no longer a Fortnite grinder. She's lost her touch.
Honestly, no. I'm gonna be real. I have not enjoyed the last couple seasons.
A lot of people haven't, which is why they
like the God season was okay, but just the special stuff. I really am beginning to hate all the crossovers that they're doing and all the like special shit between like Dragon Ball and Marvel and you know, freaking whatever else is in the game. Like, I'm just tired of it. I told Brent this. I want boomer Fortnite. There's I no want subsidy. Old person Fortnite.
There will never be old person Fortnite, but because they just can't. But we will get OG Fortnite in November. So
I'll take OG Fortnite, but like, no, that's kind of what I want. I want like something like OG Fortnite where it doesn't have all this special crap in it. It's just what we started playing with because I cannot compete with these children. I'm too old to compete with these children and their trick shots and them fucking having every single special thing. Because that's the thing, like with the mythics, you could stack them.
Yeah.
You can absolutely stack them. So it's like you can have just a loadout of mythics, or like in the case of what was it, the waterbending, you could just have an entire inventory of waterbending.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll get more into that in a second. But yeah, so the battle pass, not before, going forward, everything could be eligible to come back into the shop after 18 months. That'd be outfits, backlinks, pickaxes, emotes, instruments, decals, wraps, loading screens, banner icons, and more.
Personally, I think that's a little shitty.
Why?
Like, take it back all the way to this, like, season, because there's marketability in it.
Okay.
The fact that you can go all the way back and you can get, like, the season, chapter one, season one, battle pass, skins, whatever they were. And I mainly say this because I want the visitor skin. He's the only one of the seven I do not have. And he came in, he was in the battle pass as I started playing. And I came in too late because I came in at the very end of season five. And I wasn't able to get him without paying for it. And I wasn't going to pay for it. So.
Okay. So I will explain to you why they can't. Because with all the legal terms for every single battle pass from now, from beginning till now, it's always said exclusive to that season. So they will be sued if they went and did, hey, I'm going to sell this item from this battle pass that you said it was exclusive. That would be a big legal headache for them because of how people are in this day and age. They would be sued to help. That's why they can't go back and give you the original item from a previous season.
Make as variants much as, then.
That's what they
make variants,
which is what they're, which is why we've got multiple versions of a Deadpool or an Iron Man or something like that. We've seen different things come back, Wolverine, and we've seen the different variants come back over time, and they've been in the item shop. But that is why they can't go back and give you old things like the Visitor, or the Omega, or the whoever, or Sloan, or whoever, or the old Marvel stuff. They can't do it because legally, in the wording for those seasons, it's exclusive to this season's Battle Pass.
Goddamn legal.
They covered their asses back then, and now they went, hey, we have a lot of more Marvel stuff that we want to resell. So that is why they're going to resell it going forward. Now, that all being said, there's things coming that we watched on Saturday from the D23 event that we gave you sort of a live reaction to on Saturday during CB Radio, but we're talking about it a little bit deeper here. Fortnite and Marvel are in bed with each other, and Fortnite and Disney are in bed with each other, because there's a lot of Disney stuff coming this fall and beyond. We're going to get some Disney villains, including Captain Hook, Maleficent, and Cruella.
The Maleficent skin looks top tier, and I want it. I want it so bad.
So that's coming this fall. I hope, and if they don't do it, they're missing a big opportunity. Disney villains should be the theme of Fortnite Mares.
It should be. It might be. They could do it. Although I heard it might be Five Nights at Freddy's. I heard that could be the theme.
No, but we should. Give us Disney villains. That would make the most sense.
Actually, the best thing to come out of D23 is that they announced that they're going to be doing a villains park. They're going to build a villain. I just need to talk about this. They're going to build a villains park at Disney World. Disneyland? Disney World. I think it's the one in Florida. Because I don't think they have the land in California. Magic Kingdom? Okay, it's the one in Florida. But they're going to do it. I may have to go to Florida when it's done. Because Star Wars Land is cool, but give me the goddamn Villains Park and do it upright. Like, do it upright. Please do it upright, which they will. But it could be absolutely amazing. That would get me to go back to Disney if I had the money.
Okay. So they're also putting that out into the universe. They're also announced that The Incredibles are coming to Fortnite. That's interesting. That should be fun.
That's going to be mean.
Very much so.
I'm sorry, Elastigirl. Oh, I'm so sorry for what's about to happen to you. Oh, God. Oh, man. They just better do the mom hips right. That's all I'm going to say. They better make her thick. Because if she's not right, people are going to be mad. That's going to be weird.
And there's apparently other more Disney stuff in the future as well.
I think eventually for as many properties as they can make work, they're going to do it. Obviously, for some of the more classic Disney properties, they won't. You know, like, they won't have the princess. You won't be able to run around as Belle with an AK. Like, that would just be...
But imagine if you could.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, so here's the thing. There's, in the cosplay community, there's a whole... like subsection of the Disney princesses people that do this, that they do like battle princesses where it's like all the princesses in like armor instead of their dresses, and they're just absolutely fantastic looking. Like, if Disney decided to do something like that with the princesses property, that would be an interesting take on it. Because I think for, like, who is it? Mulan, you could get away with it because Mulan has, you know, is a warrior, so she could do it. I'm trying to think of any of the other ones if they would work. Because a lot of them wouldn't. Like, that's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it will be fun to see. Because obviously, like, classic characters like Mickey, they're not going to put in Fortnite.
Never say never.
Dude, I'm sorry. I not see them letting Mickey Mouse run around with like tearing it up in Fortnite. I cannot see that.
That's
kind of one of those. There's just some things that are sacred in this world. That's kind of one of them. Like, I cannot see Mickey Mouse or Minnie Mouse or Goofy or Donald Duck, like any of the ultra classic Disney characters. I cannot see them running around in Fortnite, like eliminating people all to hell and then dropping like some obscene dance on somebody, you know?
Mickey Mouse doing the gritty will come in 2027.
I hope not. Actually, if you're going to do the Cars crossover, this was the season to do the Cars crossover. They didn't do it though.
But that's apparently coming too at some point.
What, Lightning McQueen?
Yep, for a car skin.
I mean, that would be cool to have like a Lightning McQueen skin. That would be nice.
But cars aren't going away, so you have plenty of time to bring stuff in like that.
Yeah, like that's a cosmetic. That's easy to add. But like the character skins, because you think about how many properties Disney owns, because there's like Disney proper and then there's everything else that they mm-hmm. have gotten their hands on. That's going to be a massive partnership. But yeah, they better do Mama Incredible right. Is all I'm saying.
Which then leads us to what they're doing this season. It's been 1,450 days since Marvel was in officially. As a season in Fortnite Battle Royale, the Ultimate Battle Royale experience, which was Chapter 2, Season 4, with all the superpowers uniting on the island. Which means this season we're getting a bunch of new people returning to the island, including Gwenpool, War Machine, Peel Vereen, Emma Frost, Captain Jonesy, America's Ass, Mysterio, Shuri, there's talks of a saber-toothed Meowskulls that was in the trailer. That was wild.
I kind of want it.
And even Fishpool.
I'm good without Fishpool, but the saber-toothed Meowskulls.
No, you need Fishpool. Fishpool looks funny.
It looks funny, but like
You said variant.
I want Sabretooth more.
No, I think Sabretooth has come. I think Sabretooth might be in the battle pass. That's just me. Fishpool might be a item shop thing later on. Or a secret skin, who knows? So that's coming along with new POIs. We have the Doom Castle and Prison is going to be on the map. And a couple other POIs as well. Maps, the map is going to be a changing.
There's not a lot of the original map that's going to be left. I think it's just the center and the glacier, right?
Yeah. From what was season one? Yeah, I think that's...
Yeah.
That's pretty much... Actually, Glacier's it. And the train station. Everything else has kind of been changed over into something new.
What about the vineyard? Isn't the vineyard still there?
No.
Or was that gone?
That's gone. Yeah, that's it. That's all that's... It's the Glacier's the last man standing on the Battle Royale map. Because Underworld still is back. Rebel Roost, I think, may be the only thing up there. But that's no one's going to go to it. Or people go to it just to go to the Doom place. Yeah,
the map Doom Village does look super cute, though.
Had Misty Meadows vibes. One of them did. Yeah. So tomorrow there's going to be lots of changes. Lots of superhero weapons. It's going to be wild tomorrow. That's the best way to put it. Car weapon mods will probably be gone. I think everyone in the Fortnite line will rejoice over that. No more mods on cars.
Some of the mods weren't awful.
What do you mean, the machine gun or the turret launcher? I don't think people cared about the wheels. That's the guns on the cars. A lot of people hated that.
By the end, it wasn't as bad as what it was in the beginning.
Yes and no. It still had problems for people. But a lot of the fan base has kind of hated the season with the cars, so modding on cars should be gone. And we'll have some interesting specialty weapons. All superhero powers. Which should make for interesting times, I think.
I am very curious to see how they're going to do this in terms of all the weapons that are coming in. Because we've had some before. Like the blasters are coming in for Iron Man. Those are coming back. And those were OP as all hell when they had them in the first time.
Yeah.
So... I'm very curious to see with everything else how that all sort of works. Because I think the one thing that made the original Marvel season not fun was one, due to the length. Because it was just a tad long from what I remember. Like, I think we were all very happy. Very happy it was over. Because one, due to the length. Two, due to the superpowers. And three, due to the fact that they dropped a giant, and I mean giant, like rock in the center of the map or on one side of the map, and it made it almost impassable. Where like Heart Lake or whatever it was, that POI that they just like, they didn't incorporate it. They just basically had it like sucked up off our map and onto theirs. And it was just a giant hunk of land. So it will be interesting to see like how they do this, if they'll be floor loot or if they'll, you know, you have to go fight the bosses for them.
I think Doom will have a medallion locked to it with his superpower. That's kind of what I'm thinking. I don't know anything else about it, but I think that will have some stuff. Okay. Leaks are coming out now. So there you go. Leaks are coming.
Here they come. They're.
So we're closing Twitter. So at least there's some sort of surprise in the morning. But yeah. It's going to be interesting what happens. I think mobility, the map will slow down a bit because should be no nitro, so people will be slower. So there's no like constant running away from fights. I think superpower mobility should be interesting. I think a lot of it will get nerfed down probably in a week, but the next few days are going to be rough for people because it's probably going to do a shit ton of damage and then they'll nerf it. Yeah.
Which I've never understood. Like, I've never understood why they put it in super OP and then they have to nerf it later. Like, I know this is being playtested. That's the thing. I know that it's being playtested. And at this point, for the length of time of which this game has been out, they know how it's going to get abused.
No, but
they know that.
No, they don't. That's the thing. They don't have enough playtesters in there to playtest it properly. They playtest it so it doesn't bug out. They don't playtest it to where people spam the shit out of it and go overboard. They need those type of people in their playtest to kind of tell you, hey, this is what happens when 3,000 people spam the crap out of it and do things.
That's kind of the deal.
You know, they could hire Cypher PK and he could do it.
Have you seen what Cypher PK turns out? No. No, he's still trying to make Chapter 2 a thing and failing every single second he tries. Anyway, but he apparently gets his own PlayStation Cup again. So enjoy your Cypher PK on PlayStation. Yeah, I'm excited for tomorrow to see how it plays out. We will be playing it live Saturday, 10 p.m. Eastern, during game night for an hour and a half. And we'll explore the map and try some stuff. Should be fun.
It should be fun. Like, I'm willing to give it a point. Like, give it a try, see how it is. I think I've made this very clear, but that I was not a fan of the cars, at least in the beginning. Like, towards the end, it got a little better. But, like, the beginning of the season where it was nothing but cars, and if you got a boss car, there was, like, no point in trying because the boss cars were virtually indestructible. You could do it, but it was extremely difficult to do, and the end game was just you all spinning around in cars, which was not the best experience. It was not the most fun experience. So I'm looking forward to another grounded season again to see how this goes. I'm willing to give it a try, but ultimately I'm very hesitant. Because again, superhero powers. Like, I said, I am very, very, very tired of the crossovers. I get it makes them a lot of money, and that's exactly what they need to make is a lot of money. Mm-hmm. But I'm just a little tired of, like, the crossovers and the theme seasons and that kind of thing.
Well, it's not going away anytime soon, so.
I know.
Strap in.
Yay!
But we're done.
We're done. So you got stuff to plug, so plug away.
Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 at 8, WTR game night, followed by CB Radio Live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday, it's WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. Monday night, it's Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of The Rack to do something.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure that part out. Yeah, check out the Rack Extra Reviews, Madden NFL 25. That'll be available tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern. Wherever you get your podcast, just search The Rack Radio Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com, says Wild Talk Radio chat. If you have them, it's on Prime League. Your Twitch account is called Prime Gaming Support Channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use credit code RocketSock or
Lynn's M. Ward.
In the Fortnite item shop, when you buy your brand new Battle Pass, the starting season is just a few hours from now, because the new season of Fortnite Battle Royale is happening. It's going to be a thing with all the superheroes. Oh yeah, next week, live on the Rack, it's the Excalibur Challenge for All In. That's it. That's what we're doing next week.
I was hoping you'd forgotten.
No, it's written on the sheet. I went back and looked in the sheet. I was like, I know I have it written down. It's there.
God damn it.
It's all written. It's a thing.
We need to remind somebody then that, like, that's what we're doing.
Oh, he knows.
Make sure he remembers.
He knows. Oh, he'll remember.
But one of us needs to remind him.
I'll remind him.
That
don't worry.
We're doing that.
Don't you worry. Anyway, use the codes because we're hashtag Epic Partner.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. You can follow me over on YouTube, youtube.com/@LynnsWard. And you can follow me on TikTok, Lynn's Ward Zero. The Gidgen special program is getting ready to happen in an hour, and I'm likely going to stream it because I wasn't entirely sure when it was going live. So because it's going live in an hour and I don't have to get up early and I'm probably going to be up to like 1 a.m. anyway, I will go ahead and stream the program and react to it live. So if you'd like to come hang out at about 11:50, I'll be going live on twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward to react to the Genshin special program for not long, because it's on its way, guys. And yes, there will be screaming if they show Capitano, just so everybody is aware. So, you know, just be prepared for that, okay? Just they're giving me the cool harbinger, and I want to see him. So anyway, you can check that out. And while you're liking and subscribing and doing all the things, you can, you know, head over to Matt's channel, youtube.com/mbg1211, and tell him we said hi and like and subscribe, and do all the things with his content because he's an amazing person and we love him. But for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com, and I'll see y'all in an hour, and we'll see you guys also on Saturday. Till then, bye!